You're listening to NewsRamp Environmental and Energy. Today is Tuesday morning, August 11th, 2026. Real stories, AI voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in.
UGU urges homeowners and contractors to call 811 before all digging projects. UGU Utilities is reminding homeowners and contractors to always call 811 before digging projects, especially on National 811 Day. This simple step can prevent accidents and save lives. For more information, visit their website or social media pages.
Continues to deepen. One Core and Two Wings strategy focuses on strengthening core competitiveness. China Tower Corporation Limited announces a 30.1% increase in net profit for the first half of 2026. Operating revenue decreased by 1.8%, while EBITDA saw an 11.6% decrease. The company's focus on One Core and Two Wings strategy led to enhanced core competitiveness. Shareholders will receive an interim dividend of RMB 0.9119,122 per share. China Tower continues to drive growth in its tower, DAS, smart tower, and energy businesses through innovation and technological advancements.
Eagle Transfer Services helps Maryland residents manage yard waste with ease. Eagle Transfer Services, a leading waste management company in Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Washington, D.C., is helping residents handle yard waste and outdoor projects with ease. By offering roll-off dumpster rentals, homeowners can efficiently collect and dispose of material from landscaping, storm cleanup, and large projects. With over 46 years of experience, Eagle Transfer Services provides practical solutions for managing outdoor cleanups of all sizes.
Unfortunately, thank you for joining us. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news. I do have a weird backlash of the NewsRamp provider in TAP.